If you've ever wondered why your joints pop and crack in the rest of this yin yoga full body class during the long holds, I'll explain to you the three reasons why. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific. So when you subscribe and press that little notification bell, we have some great yoga classes coming your way, including a yin yang class for full body strength and stretch. And also we're going to be doing a full restorative yoga class coming up. So today, thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props, and you're going to need a bolster and two blocks. It's a good idea to have a blanket folded up underneath you for extra padding for a yin class. Let's go ahead and rest back, lie down for our centering. So rest back into the support of the earth underneath you. Let your whole body settle and release. And feel your breath drop down and into your lower belly. Okay, so gradually wiggle your fingers and toes, deepen your breath, and you can put your bolster off to the side. You may actually want it in our first pose. You're going to bend your knees, roll to your side, and we're going to start in butterfly pose. In butterfly pose, you may want to have a folded blanket to sit up on to roll your hips over your leg bones here if your pelvis doesn't roll easily here. Also, I like to fill the space underneath my knees here so the joints aren't hanging on their hinges. Or you could use your blocks for that, or you could use pillows from your couch. And then I like to use my bolster here. You can place it like this, or you can place it like this. Okay. And we'll be here for 5 minutes. So we will start our class today by reviewing the three principles of yin yoga. And the first principle is to find an appropriate edge. So here we pay attention to our bodies with sensitivity and with non-aggression. We tune inwards and listen to our bodies. We want our poses to have sensation but not be sensational. So if there is too much sensation, it will hinder the flow of qi and you will not be able to soften in the pose. This pose in particular affects all the six major meridian channels in your lower body. However, you do not want so much tension. However, you do want enough tension that you're able to expand the range of motion and energize qi in your posture. So it's between too much and too little. Think about Goldilocks and the Three Bears. The second thing is that you want to be still and allow your muscles to be soft. So in order to access the deeper connective tissues, your muscles must be soft. Because in yin yoga, we're focusing on strengthening and lubricating the connective tissues that wrap around the joints and bones. We must relax and allow gravity to help you sink into the pose. If you use your muscles to push further into the pose, then you are not accessing the deeper connective tissues. It then becomes a yang practice and it causes the qi to flow up and into the muscles. So to keep this a yin practice, we stay still so that qi moves deep down into the bones and joints as much as possible. And then the third thing is that we hold the pose for a while. Depending on the yin yoga pose, a pose like butterfly, we're going to hold for 5 minutes. Poses that are really strong, like lunge pose, we might only hold for 2 minutes. Pose that we're going to do next, like toe stand, only for 1 minute. So generally in yin, time is more important than tension. Time is more effective than tension. So breathe into your pose and allow time to do over all the work. Over time, qi will be coaxed deeper into the connective tissues of your body, and this can have an incredibly healing effect. So you're going to slowly release this pose from your body. And we're going to lie on your back just to feel the rebound, to feel the chi moving through the body, the chi that you spent 5 minutes cultivating here. Okay, the next pose that we're going to do is called toe squat. I'm going to give you a modification because some of you may not be able to do this pose or might have to do a modified version of this pose. If you have a wall close by, you can put your toes up against the wall and stretch your toes in that way. As much as you can, okay? Otherwise, we're going to do toe squat, which is you're going to tuck all your toes under. Make sure you include your baby toe, and you're going to sit back on them. And if you can, you're going to sit right back on them, but that might be too much, so you can lean forward a bit. And then you're going to slowly release toe squat and just give your toes a chance to adjust there. And then you're going to sit back on your heels if you can. And you're going to lift your knees so you get an ankle stretch. So you're stretching at the front of your ankles here. Okay, and then we're going to release that from your body and just take your feet out in front of you and feel the flow of chi through your feet. And then for the next pose, it would probably be nice for you to have your blocks at the top of your mat. We're going to do dragon pose, so you can step your right leg through. If you have knee issues or there may be something else that prevents you from doing this pose, you could lie on your back and do half happy baby pose instead. Knee, ankle, I'm not sure. Okay, so you're going to walk your left leg through to the space between the blocks, and you want to feel sensation at the front of your right hip. Remember, this is a long hold, so you want to choose something that you can stay with and let time and gravity do all the work here. So one of the benefits of yin yoga is that it prevents fixation. Now, fixation is the temporary sticking together of two surfaces. The reason why you should care about it is that over time, when two surfaces stick together, joints become fused. And this is fairly common. Now, the reason, and I think people don't really think about these things, but the reason why you're probably actually interested in it is that fixation is what holds the answer to the question, why do my joints pop and crack when I move my body? Okay, so slowly you're going to come out of this pose and we're just going to sit kneeling. You can choose, if kneeling doesn't work for you, you can sit in another way. Just allow your body to feel the effects of that side. And then we're going to walk your right leg through or switch sides on your back so that you've got your other leg doing the half happy baby pose. And remember, this side can be very different, so choose an appropriate edge on this time. So there are three reasons why your body will pop or crack when you move. Number one is the release of gas. Number two is friction, and number three is fixation. And in the rest of this class, while we're holding the poses, we will talk about these three things and what each one of them are. Okay, so let's go ahead and slowly release this side and we'll lie back on our back to feel the rebound after doing dragon pose on two sides. And then you're going to bend your knees and roll to your side. And we're going to come up and we're going to do twisted dragon. So this time you will walk your right leg through and you're going to take your left leg through, take your left leg out to the side, and using the block can be helpful here because you're going to twist up like that. We're just going to be here for about 2 minutes, and then we'll do the other side. So the first reason why you'll hear those pops and cracks in your body is the release of gas. And sometimes you'll have a release of gas from the synovial fluids of your joints. Gas bubbles form in the synovial fluids of your joints. And when these bubbles are released, you'll hear a pop. Now, other times it's friction, and this happens when one part of your joint strikes another part of your joint, such as when you crack your knuckles, or maybe when you hear it in your knees when you go down into a squat. And it can happen when cartilage or ligaments rub against each other as well. Okay, we're going to come out of this side and we're just going to come to a seated pose before we do the other side. Just a comfortable seated position. And then we're going to do the other side. So this time you'll walk your right leg through. And take your right foot out to the side. And then you'll come down onto your forearm, either on the ground or on the block. Or you could even do two blocks like this. And you're going to rotate up. Okay, so you're going to slowly and very carefully release from this pose. We'll just put those blocks off to the side and rest back and feel the rebound from the twisted dragon. You're getting a full body yin class today. Okay, then you're going to bend your knees, roll to the side, and you're going to come up to sitting. You can either sit in a chair, sit on your meditation cushion, or kneeling on your blocks. We're going to do some yin yoga for your neck. And for this one, I just want to time these. Okay, so we're going to start with ear to shoulder. So remember, you just want to find that appropriate edge. So you're going to lower your right ear down to your right shoulder. Remember, time is more important than tension, so we can let the time do the work here. Okay, then you're going to lift your head up center and you're going to lower your left ear just slowly to your left shoulder until you feel the edge along the other side of your neck. Remember, if you're pushing too much, you're getting into your muscles rather than deeper into the connective tissue. So let's be still, let's soften our muscles and let time and gravity do all the work. Then you're going to bring your head back up to the center and you're going to turn your head to one side just until you feel tension on your neck and you want to keep your chin up. And then slowly, very slowly, you're going to turn your head back to the center. And then you're going to very slowly, keeping your nose level to the ground, turn your head to the other side until you feel tension on the other side of your neck. And we're going to hold here. And then slowly turn your head back to the center. And just feel your neck in the center and just notice what your neck feels like now. Just see how it feels. And while you're feeling it, I'll just continue to educate you on those pops and cracks. So fixation is the temporary sticking together of two surfaces. You'll hear the crack or pop when the surfaces release. This can happen when you come, for example, into a reclined twist and your back cracks and pops. And it feels good because the pressure has released. Okay, so we're going to come and lie on our backs now, and we're going to come into banana asana. Now, some people find that it's hard on their shoulders, or there's not enough range of motion in their shoulders for this pose to take their arms overhead. If that's the case for you, then I recommend taking a bolster and placing it over your head. So I'm going to show you that option. So banana asana is that side bend that we do in our backs. So we'll start by opening up the right side first. And you can take your arms overhead and bend to the side, either with your arms straight or your elbows bent. And if you find it too hard to bring it all the way to the ground, then take that bolster, bring it in close to your head, and put your bolster underneath your arms, and then it makes it less of a full range of motion for your shoulders. So choose what works best for you. And we'll start with banana asana on your right side. Okay, so we're going to slowly release Banana Asana from this side of our body, being careful. Coming back to the center. So in order for fixation to occur, three conditions need to be present. Number one, the two surfaces that are stuck together must be smooth. Number two, there must be some liquid lubricant between the surfaces. Number three, the two surfaces must be under some kind of pressure that pushes them together. Okay, let's do Banana Asana on the other side. So take your feet over to the right side of your mat now. Take your torso over to the right side of your mat. Take your arms up and over. Remember, you might want to use the bolster on this side. It could be different on this side. Okay, so we're going to very carefully release this side from your body. Careful with those joints. Okay, feel the rebound. And then we're going to come into a reclined twist. So you're going to bend your knees, place your feet flat on the floor, press into your feet, lift your hips, take them over to the right side of your mat, drop your knees over to the left side of your mat. So you're in a twist here. And you may even get a pop or crack here. My back feels like it might crack. But now we know it's all okay. It's just a release of gas or fixation.
Wiggle your toes.
No, it's all fine. So when we break fixation, we're preventing fusion of a joint, and fusion begins with fixation. Fixation is cured by mobility, and mobility of the joints is one of the big benefits of yin yoga. Remember, if your shoulder, your right shoulder is way up off the ground here, you can always tuck the bolster underneath your legs here. Okay, so we're going to come out of this side and tuck your pelvis. Feel the rebound in your body. And then we'll do the other side, press into your feet. Lift your hips, take them over to the left side, drop your knees over to the right side. You're okay for the sound because I'm lying on the mic. Okay. And then we'll stay here for 5 minutes. So yin yoga can help to reduce fixation. Fixation will limit the range of motion of your joints and ultimately it will prevent fusion of a joint, which is the permanent loss of mobility of a joint. So you're doing the right things here. Okay, so let's come out of this twist on this side and we'll come into Shavasana. So you can take your bolster, which I think is over our head still, yep. And we'll put it underneath our knees. And just rest back for that final Shavasana. Giving yourself the time to integrate and receive your full body yin practice. So continue to rest back in your Shavasana. I'm going to sit up and read you a poem while you receive your yin yoga practice. This is a poem that I wrote called Mermaids of the Forest. Like fish in water who have lost their school, we swim in a confused disturbance, preoccupied by the lure of advancement, oblivious to our fluid oceanic woodland immersion. We bathe in a murky sea of distraction. While the seaway grove reaches out to us, attempting to breathe new life into our dullness. What would happen if we open to its currents? Notice the waves that flow through this coastal cover, from the gentle breeze that touches the skin on our face, to the bird song offering its gentle guidance. Would we remember we are mermaids in the forest ocean, responding to the gravitational forces that pull us home? So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Bend your knees, roll to your right side, and slowly make your way up to a seated position so we can gather the fruits of our practice first into ourselves and then offer them out into the world with your left palm up and your right palm down, making space with breath and a sigh. Loka samastha sukhino bhavantu. Loka samastha sukhino bhavantu. Loka samastha sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So if you liked this class, thank you so much for showing me the love by pressing the like button. And thanks for sharing this video on your socials with your friends. And you know how much I love my fabulous finishers. So if you made it all the way to the end of the class, then be sure to put, "Now I know why my bones and joints crack and pop." And I would like to thank all the people that support Yoga with Melissa with your donations. So thank you so much to Sean from New York, Anne-Marie from Australia, Leah from New York, Caitlin from Budapest, and Paige from Italy. Your donations make a huge difference to us and being able to offer this class freely to all of you all around the world. And also thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing a black bamboo top with the flying heart design on it. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.